These are the faces of those most likely to die from malaria. They live in Latin America and Asia, but mostly in sub-Saharan Africa. Dr. Anthony Fauci heads the Infectious Diseases Division of the U.S. National Institutes of Health.
About every 60 seconds, a baby dies of malaria, usually a baby living in sub-Saharan Africa.
Survivors may suffer from permanent brain damage, epilepsy, blindness, or hearing loss. Mosquitoes don't cause malaria, but a certain type, the Anopheles mosquito, can pass on a parasite that does. And someone infected with malaria can then pass the parasite to uninfected mosquitoes, and the cycle continues. Dr. Peter Agri at the Johns Hopkins University says malaria is a disease of the poor.
People are sick because they're poor, and they're poor because they're sick.
Dr. Agri heads the Johns Hopkins Malaria Research Institute. He says developed countries rid themselves of malaria by draining swamps, among other things. Poor countries can't do that. But a new push to contain malaria is underway. Funds for bed nets, insecticide spray, testing, and medicine to treat malaria have cut the death rate by as much as 50%. But much more needs to be done.
At the Johns Hopkins Malaria Research Institute, we have about 20 scientists, and they're working on a variety of aspects of the malaria problem. The mosquitoes are one part of that. And I dare say maybe one of our most successful areas of research.
Researchers are trying to change the mosquito so it can't transmit malaria. Other research involves developing new medicines and a vaccine.
We have been frustrated over many years of not having a highly effective vaccine against malaria.
But along the Thai-Cambodian border, drugs used to treat malaria take longer to work. That's generally the first sign the parasite has developed drug resistance. If it spreads, researchers predict millions of people will die.
The real critical thing that we're hoping for is with a combination of treatment, a combination of prevention like bed nets and others, and a combination of a good vaccine, that someday, we can't predict when, we may be able to eliminate malaria and essentially eradicate it.
This would help the world's poorest children, their families, and entire countries. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
Yeah, so the mosquitoes are sensing the smell.